This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're about to start going right to your phone calls. The great Jack Posobiec just texted me and said, hey, number one in news, about to go number one on Twitter, Alex Jones, Alex Jones Game. All because of Jack Posobiec and the great crew and all of you sharing it. This is how, with one move, we can get the capital we need for the next year and stay on air. It's how we keep in the game and keep fighting, literally and figuratively. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm taking the calls, the order they're received. Let's go to Ohio first and talk to Craig.
Hey, Alex. As you know, we're in the middle of a global wealth and power transfer. If we look at the West Coast activities that are going on now, we see Panama's almost gone, right? We see the infrastructure throughout Mexico being set for even bigger migration in the future. Cartels are building power. They picked San Francisco as the site of the APEC. Newsom signaled as the next puppet in line. As Michael Yon was saying yesterday, the West Coast is a beachhead, signaling that the power transfer is almost complete. The wealth transfer is easy. It could happen in as short as a day. They shut down the market, grid or internet. When they open them back up, you get 50% of your precious 401k back if you accept the CBDC. If you don't, you get 0 to 20%. You take the deal. Basically, it's the first line of the mark of the beast. So at some point here, they've been lulling around, teasing us, but at some point they're going to strike hard and fast.
I agree. We are in very dangerous times. So what do you think the timeline is, Craig?
Well, you know, it could happen anytime. You know, I'm doing a regular show with Pete Santilli on this, how markets can tell us a lot of the truth. You know, Pete and I could use your help as a force multiplier getting this out there, because it's not a one-and-done kind of thing. This is the process. It takes time to show people.
Yeah, that's why we're taking calls, and there's a lot of signs. What's that Grand Cross, or what's it called, that thing that happens every time there's about to be a stock market crash? That just happened Monday?
Oh, the Death Cross? Yeah. But that's just moving averages. We have way better stuff than that, Alex. There's a lot better stuff we can use to monitor the markets. We look at them collectively across all the different stuff, energy, metal. Currencies,
well,
bonds,
you say you need my help in telling the truth. We took calls. You're on the air. Tell us what you think is going to happen.
Well, I just stated it. I mean, I think, well, here's where we are right now. You know, we just saw right in the midst of the Israel attack, right? Everybody was on the TV touting how, you know, they make it obvious. Crude oil is going to go higher, but crude oil didn't. It went down 20% as a result, right? That's a deflationary effect. Why did that happen? You know, that's the question we have to be asking ourselves.
Because there's not real money in the economy. It's all been transferred. So they've created inflation because they transferred quadrillions themselves. But the real economy, look at industry, look at factory production, look at retail sales. They're all historically low right now.
Yeah, I agree. You know, but there's more going on with this crude oil. Then we look at the metals complex, right? We saw platinum. A lot of sophisticated hedge funds are using platinum as a hedge against the crude oil. Platinum got absolutely crushed, right? Gold held its ground. Only went down to what we call the 3/8 harmonic, right? Then we look at, you know, what's going on in the bond market. We get a rally off the Fed pause. But is it really going to sustain or not? You know, that's our next big question, right? And then we look at the currency. There's a lot of stuff going on with currency.
Yeah, Moody's comes out and says the bond market's bad, and then the bonds go up.
Well, that's the point, right? It's all a diversion, right? They use that just like they use these things as diversions. You know, like, for instance, Israel. Like, you guys were talking with Hotep yesterday, you know, perfect example. You know,
boy, wasn't that an incredible interview? That guy's smart.
Oh. He is a brilliant, and he just completely, he's just a genius. The key, though, is, you know, Israel's a diversion, right? This is where we need to all pull together and make the point that, like, you know, this is our country, and if we don't do something here real soon, right, you know, that's what's going to happen. They're going to keep diverting us, right? They're going to get these talking heads out there like Candace and Ben, and they're going to go around and around and around. And the
they create
time,
these diversions. I don't think Candace is part of that, but exactly. It just becomes are you for the Jews or the Palestinians? It's all a big distraction. Great point. And I'm going to say this right now, and they're going to clip it out of context, say I'm racist. I'm not. I wish all the black people were as smart as Hotep Jesus, and I wish all the white people were as smart as Hotep Jesus, and I wish all the Hispanics were as smart as Hotep Jesus, because that guy, he really gets it. He knows how to boil it down. So I'm trying to explain it for weeks how it's a diversion. Doesn't mean it's not real, Israel-Palestine. But at the end of the day, the globalists are using it for a diversion. And so Hotep knocks it out of the park. That interview is about 45 minutes long. It's a banned out video. I suggest you go watch it and share it. Thank you so much, Craig. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I help the blind to see. I got no friends because they read the papers. They can't be seen with me. And I'm feeling real shot down, and I'm getting mean.
No more, Mr. Nice Guy. No more, Mr. Clean, clean, clean. No more, Mr. Nice Guy.
Yes, I battle Brian Stelter in the New World Order's game. AlShowsGame.com. Ton of news to hit, but let's jump back into your amazing phone calls in the order they're received. Julian in Vegas, you're on the air, Julian.
Hi, how you doing today, Alex? I just want to say I love the broadcast and try my best to support. Been buying the turmeric and had my brother buy some Brain Force. We've been tuning into the live streams every day trying to keep
you're
up
the only the reason we're on air, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to come on and talk today about something I witnessed the other day. I was at TJ Maxx, and I found this book on the shelf. It was called The ABC of Equality, and you talked about all the bad books and all the satanic books they're putting in the schools, and I believed it for sure, but I didn't really know it was so true until I really witnessed it with my eyes, and it kind of just makes me think, like, what they're going to be teaching my kid in school when he gets to that age, you know, so...
What did you find in the book?
From A to Z, they were making a lot of weird comparisons to like gender and transgender. So like for T, you say transgender. E was like equality, and they were just putting a lot of weird stuff in there. Like,
well, listen, Target's one of the worst though, because I saw that stuff on the news. Thought, oh, Target's not selling shirts that say pedophilia, devil worship. They actually do. And talking about Target, right. They've got, like, a large portion of their books are about Satanism now. It's just crazy.
Yeah, totally. And it kind of just makes me worried, like, what is my son going to be learning at school? And I kind of sit here and think, like, I don't even know if I should put him in public school because I don't know what they're
going to do. Well, listen to this. I'm an old man now. I'm 50. So I've got three grown children, 21, 19, and, like, 16. I call that grown. And I got a 6.5-year-old with my second wife. She's homeschooled. We watch everything she does. We put her in a bunch of sports camps this summer. And then she came to us at lunch at a sports camp. They played over the speaker system a bunch of stuff that white people are bad and that white children are bad. And she didn't tell us for months, and then she told us all about it. We checked and found out that the group is doing... So you send your kid to a sports camp, and they're literally... And remember, we've got the videos, Fox News covered it, where at public schools and other places, they have lawyers that come and teach them how to secretly brainwash children and not tell you, and to tell them they're another gender. I mean, this is just outrageous criminal activity. So my daughter's homeschooled, and we can't even send her to a sports camp that's highly rated because their people are everywhere targeting our children. It is crazy.
Totally, and it seems like nowhere is safe for children anymore. I mean, they target children.
I mean, and listen, I'm going to give you the floor. Let me just say this before I forget. My daughter was never taught that somebody was bad because they were black or white or brown. And we have friends of every color. She's got friends of every color, goes to parties, they come over, black kids, Hispanic kids, white kids, you name it. My daughter was literally put into the race-based system, the opposite of what Martin Luther King Jr. talked about, and literally taught that a certain group is bad because of their skin. Let that sink in, folks. Secretly. So think how evil that is to mess with a kid's brain like that. She was totally innocent. Loved everybody. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's just totally brainwashing. I mean, how do we know how these kids are going to act when they're older? They're not going to really know what's right. I mean, they're just going to keep pushing away and cause more diversity between each group of people, you know? I mean, all these kids are not going to
really get along.
The
colleges are already creating segregation again.
Yeah, it's totally out of hand. I mean, it's kind of scary. I mean, anyone that has children, I mean, I'm young. I'm only 19, so it's, you know, a lot of pressure on thinking about what they might push onto my child.
You're bad, you're a human, you're killing the earth. You're not really the gender you are. You're bad. You're bad or you're good because you're a certain color. Thank you for the call. That totally screws people up. Imagine my 6.5-year-old daughter says, am I bad because I'm white? We're at the dinner table. I'm not even talking about race stuff. And I said, she said, well, I was at lunch a few months ago, and while we were having lunch, they were playing, you know, the audio, and they were talking about how white people have done bad things and white people and black people. I was just like, man, that's raping a child's brain, folks. And my daughter is homeschooled, and she was like, am I bad because of... what does it mean to be white? And then that makes me have that discussion with her. Well, your mother and I are European background. We come from Europe, and all groups have done bad things to each other. And because some white ancestors in this country did some things, you know, now they're blaming us. But I said, just because somebody does something bad hundreds of years ago, sweetheart, that's not you. And she was like, well, what does it mean that I'm white? And I was just like, that's the Democratic Party. That's big tech, man. Literally an innocent, good person being raised to be colorblind is literally raped by ADL. They rape my daughter's brain. And you see the curriculum for fifth graders, for third graders, first graders, teaching them that whiteness is inherently bad. Imagine these little kids are looking at their skin going, well, I did something because I'm what the hell? But as bad as that sounds, that's nothing compared to you're killing the earth. I know so many adult parents that were liberals that are now friends of mine that say, I woke up because my daughter, it's always daughters because they really care and they hurt their little souls. My daughter came home in second grade. This is another parent, starts crying and says, I want to die. We're killing the bunny rabbits. And we're hurting the earth, and humans are bad. And they said, what happened? They said, well, they showed us Mothership Down, which is a 1970s movie about bunny rabbits being killed by developers. Guys, pull the trailer for Mothership Down. We'll skip the break and go back to calls. I remember that movie scaring the hell out of me when I was a little kid. Rabbits crushed out of the ground, babies dying, and they're showing it to them saying, you're bad, to create a guilt. To hate themselves. And we wonder why suicide's so high. Why people think the world's going to end. Well, look, Mothership Down. It's a book made into a movie in the 70s. And that's what they're doing, abusing our children. I went through everything I could to be a good person and to teach my children to be Christians. And to look at people by the deeds and what they stand for. And then no matter what I do, this cult is going to try to teach my children they're bad because they're human and they're bad because they're white. And imagine on the other side, the kids that aren't white are literally being taught white kids are bad. And the government's your friend, though. You're going to work with them to get the white people. And that's going to make the white people become racist because that's the paradigm we live in and organize into racial groups. And now you see how it works. Then we all kill each other. You guys found the trailer with audio? Start it over. Start it over. Go ahead.
Where is it? It's a beautiful day. All is calm and peaceful in the meadow. Or is it? If you look closely, very closely, you'll discover a whole new world with a world of difference, full of exciting adventure and desperate conflict.
We've got to go away from the Warren. All of us.
Go away?
Yes, before it's too late.
Is there something wrong with you?
They're coming.
A world of ruthless tyranny and brave rebellion.
I'll settle with you myself, Bigwig.
Come on and try, you crack-brained slave driver.
A world of incredible courage and mortal fear.
A terrible thing is coming.
What do you mean?
The field. It's covered with blood.
A world which bears a very curious resemblance to our own so-called human world in many ways.
You're all under arrest.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Long time, first time. I've been buying products for years. I'll continue to do so in the future. Thank you. So the enemy within has been murdering us for years. You cannot negotiate with someone who's willing to murder you, your family, and your children. So I hear people say, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I'll tell you what you can do that will be effective. And that is, do absolutely nothing. Do nothing to support evil. Do not consent. Do not comply. Do not cooperate. That's the only way you can have a semblance of a good future for you and your family, and to remove this evil system and to reconstitute the real United States of America and the principles that it was based upon. And you have to take additional steps to minimize the corruption that comes with evil so that it can never resurface.
No, I totally agree. Withdrawing our consent and not complying, civil disobedience at every level is the best way. Give us some examples.
DMV, don't pay for your registration. Don't pay for any fee that this evil monstrosity has created over decades, if not 100 years. You cannot aid and abet evil because evil will murder you to death. So stop. Do nothing. Do you have enough courage to simply do nothing, my fellow Americans? Do nothing, do nothing, do nothing.
Absolutely. Do nothing to support the enemy, everything to support yourself, your family, and those that tell the truth. Beautiful point. Thank you. Wild Card in Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Crystal Vision. I wanted to make some response commentary on that promo ad you made with the quails falling in the hole, the hole trap, pit trap.
Yes.
And I think it relates to the Israel conflict with Palestine and also the shot at a greater greater context, but I wanted to talk about poison traps in the relation to that, how, like, you know, it seems like a lot of what's happening now, and I know you'll understand this, is the poisoning from the devil's energy seeping into the world, where no matter what race you are or group or agenda group you're in, you know, like you see in Israel, they have the poison of the sin of rage. They just can't help but go at the Palestinians, and the Palestinians with their same rage going back. And it's just amazing and wonderful, you know, awe-inspiring to see, like, not wonderful in a good way, but it puts me in wonder about how amazing God's creation is, how he's teaching us that we need to be better people. You know, you saw the Elon Musk quote, tweet last night, and he was talking about the Jews, that he's anti-Semitic, but I think he's referring to a group of Jews, just how there's Luciferian Jews, there's Luciferian Christians, there's Luciferian sects in the Masonic Lodge. You know, it's something that we live with on a more meta scale, where each of our lives is, there's destruction and war, not only with the people around us, but with ourselves. What do you think?
No, I totally agree with you, and we have to recognize what's pro-human and what's anti-human. But the big corporations are promoting a depopulation, an anti-human, an anti-family movement, and we've got to recognize it and just reject it.
Totally, totally. And, you know, I'm not sympathizing with, you know, Islamic terrorism either, you know, but it seems like I wish just people would be real. Like how you're real, Mr. Jones, you know, like if the Jewish state of Israel wants to go and do conquest, just be open about it. Just be honest. I think everyone would do a lot better if everybody would just be more honest and be more real. Even, you know, the Illuminati, which is hidden, you know, they're out in the open now. Pretty much thanks to you. You know, that was one of your big missions.
Well, it's not me. It's the audience magnifying our other guests, what we've done. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to New Jersey and talk to John. John, welcome.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
So I want to talk about the 2024 election. I hate to get in a left-right paradigm, but it is one of our only hopes left. I know in November, call me blackpilled, we're going to be sitting here showing evidence and videos of how they stole it again. A simple question. What do we do? Because it doesn't matter if it's Trump. It doesn't matter if it's Vivek. It just doesn't matter. They're going to do it all over again, and no one's going to do anything to stop it.
Well, when I coined the term left-right paradigm 20-something years ago, back then Republicans and Democrats, unless it was Ron Paul or a few other people, maybe James Traficant, were literally controlled and acted like professional wrestling Hulk Hogan, you know, versus Andre the Giant. It was a play. It wasn't real. But with Trump and the Republican beachhead, and the fight there's real with Matt Gaetz and all that. I mean, the system's pissed. They're coming after people. Doesn't mean Trump's perfect or Matt Gaetz is, but they're definitely challenging the power structure. And so that's shattering the left-right paradigm. We're getting a populist beachhead through Republicans. But, yeah, they're already suppressing the vote. They're already manipulating stories. They're already censoring, as Professor Epstein has said. They're already stealing the next election. Even Congress, you know, has hearings admitting that. And so we're just sitting here watching it happen again. So what do we do?
That I don't know. I just don't know. I just don't know how we could sit here one more time and go through this again. I just don't know.
Well, we're living in tyranny, and tyranny always exhausts itself when the public wakes up in general and realizes it's bad, it's all a lie, and just stops complying. It's like that Who song. I forget the name of the song, but he goes, I don't have to fight to prove I'm right. Now, we may have to physically fight, but the real fight is not complying, not submitting. Enough of us go in the grocery store not wearing masks, the hoax ends. And, you know, enough of us go to city council and talk about how the shot's poison. That's just a forum that goes out on TV and people watch it. It's the modern soapbox. So none of us have to fix that. So many people try to have a master plan that they're going to do that'll fix it themselves. No, it's all of us doing the right thing that changes the climate. Now, I've come the closest along with Trump, thanks to supporters, it's all your credit, with saying, wait, 30 years ago, there's a globalist plan. They've carried out what they said they would do previously. They're really almost in control. I believe if I expose this project to enough people, when they get the next phase done, I'll have credibility and we'll stop the next phase. And just exactly what I envisioned, we've now got a shot at. So if it comes to master planning, which it was the Holy Spirit, but I didn't have the vision, the understanding that we've done the best job. That means you, the listener, you, the activist, you're not men and women that are spectators. You're in the arena. And so I salute you and I thank you. God bless. We're going to go to break. I'm doing a pretty good job taking calls. You're doing a great job making great points. We're going to go to break. Go to MJ, wildcard. Wildcard means you just don't want to say your name. Don't even give me the topic you're calling in. So when I see wildcard, just wildcard. I don't know where you're calling from. Joshua, Robert, Antonio, Freedom, Missy, Joel, Nadia, Raphael, we're going to go to all your calls coming up. But listen, InfoWars and the video game we launched is great. And that's at alexjonesgame.com. We got to have a lot of games sold to make money because the developers get half of it. Go there. It's fun. Tell your friends and family about it. If you're not a gamer, alexjonesgame.com, New World Wars. But the biggest thing is you can't lose getting the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, like Ultra 12, 40% off. That sale's about to end. Ultra 12, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, You can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Phone calls interspersed with big breaking news. The Islamists have blocked roads all over Canada, all over Europe. They're attacking Democrat facilities. They're going after Trudeau. We're going to take calls and get into that. But I got to say, there was the film came out like 20 years ago, Downfall, that is such a historic representation of Hitler in his final days in Berlin under the Reich Chancellery bunker. And people have done so many thousands of permutations of this meme. I had an idea when I was up here last Saturday cutting ads for AlexJonesGame.com, New World Order Wars, And I thought, how about I just do a downfall? And in one take, the crew did a great job with it, but so many times just the one take's the way to go. I remembered the scene, did the one take, and it basically synced up perfectly. And so I think it's pretty funny, but also scary. Here it is.
At this important meeting of the Davos Global Elite, we have told you they were Easter bugs, they were owns nestlings, and they were like it. We have worked around the clock to silence Herr Jones and anyone else that challenges our Easter bugs narrative. Of course, if it'd be easy to silence Jones, we will have victory. Angela. He never gives up, my Führer.
Actually, he has best-selling books now. But that's not the problem. So now he has a new video game called New World Order Wars. Our experts believe it will explode and have a giant effect in the popular culture.
They're turning the friggin' frogs again.
Everyone else leave the room except Soros, Bill Clinton, Tony Blair, Klaus Schwab.
Say hello to my little friend.
What did I tell you? Control every facet of the media. Now that he has launched his video game, he will be able to fund his larger operation in InfoWar counter allies. And then he will have more video games and then children's toys. And freedom is so popular. Look at what they've done when we shut down Tucker Carlson. He got 50 times better. We tried to bully Joe Rogan, and now he's got it in our face. I will tell you all, you're the downfall of our new Reich, our new world order. What is Bill Gates, my friend, my lover, going to do? He loves what you have done. My wife, Bill Gates, will be so angry. You have destroyed us all.
911 was an inside job. The lottery is rigged.
You tell them all. They do not visit AlexJonesGames.com and they do not download New World Order Wars. That is an order from the New World Order.
When you download it, when you share it, it's just a very important
message. Well, at least we're having fun here while we're fighting the tyrants. That stuff gets out. It's bye-bye to the New World Order. Because we've done a great job, patriots have, for race, color, and creed, at the news level, to people that already tuned in and care about what's going on to really win the info war. But not in popular culture, and that's where AlexJonesGame.com comes in. All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's a fundraiser. You want to keep us on air, plus have a lot of fun, go there now, download it. Works on PC, works on Mac, works on Droids, works on Apple, works on everything. AlexJonesGame.com, New World Order Wars. There it is. You want to support us? There it is. All right. Boy, I got a lot of news here, but I want to take your calls, so I'm going to set all this breaking news aside right there, and I'm going to skip this break coming up so we have more time together, and I'm going to go right back to your calls. MJ in Connecticut, thanks for calling. Welcome.
I'm so happy to talk to you. So I was wondering if you had heard about the Satan Club. It's a new organization, I guess, that's moving into Connecticut and is planning an after-school club starting in December. Have you
heard about that? That's the Temple of Set. That's got Democratic mm-hmm. Party official backing, and they've got all 50 states have Satan Clubs for elementary, middle school, and high schoolers. Yes, the Satan Club. I'm aware of it.
The wolf is at the door, man. I couldn't believe it when I saw the flyer last week. It's just a few towns over, and not only
and you're that, actually seeing the flyer, and they go, "Oh, it's just a joke. We trigger Christians." But then you study the actual group; they're real devil worshippers that have said in no less than 12 or 13 last time I checked federal filings that murdering babies is their sacrament.
Absolutely. I saw that on the website. I just am in actual awe. Like, the wolf is at the door. And in Connecticut, we've lost our religious exemption for vaccines, which my children have had. One of my daughters has to go out of state to school now, just so I can have her in school, which now I don't even know what the heck to do other than homeschool. This state is just, and I'm sure you have the warm fuzzies about Connecticut as it is, but it's just unbelievable.
Connecticut's a beautiful state, but a very, very dark state. You know, since you raised that, I didn't cover this. London Independent reporting on it, Overhead Shot Police. London Independent reporting on it. We also have a bunch of other news articles here. Girl raped while satanic child ring held sentences and used Ouija boards, clapped and cheered. Inside the horror of the drug-addled gang that held child rape nights in Glasgow. Depraved Glasgow child rape ring tried to murder a girl by putting her in a microwave. And they raped scores of children in satanic rings, and the government knew about it and covered it up. Seven convicted involvement in depraved child abuse ring. Hey, let's send our daughters and sons when they're 8 years old to the Satan Club. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Sign me up, right? I don't know what to do other than to pray these days.
Well, I mean, you're being bigoted against Satan right now.
Exactly. And that's what everybody that posts on the Facebook page saying that, oh, they're not a bad group. Go look at their tenants. Go read their tenants. I did. It's a foot in the door.
I went and saw their movie 5-6 years ago called Hell Satan at Alamo Draft House, or well known as Alamo Food Poisoning. And one of the last times I was there, they were cheering it and loving it. I've interviewed the people involved. I've covered it. They are devil worshippers. I appreciate your call. All right, let's go ahead and go to the next caller. Let's go to Wild Card in Massachusetts. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a longtime listener, pretty much since your inception, and first-time caller.
Well,
I have three suggestions for you. The first one would be, a few years ago, Jimmy Vaughn recorded a patriotic song for you, and I think that it was a testament to that man's genius. And I would ask that you find your copy, play it every so often, and I would also ask you consider having copies burnt and made available for purchase through your store. My final suggestion is please have Steve Quayle on much more often.
I totally agree. You know, Jimmy Vaughn in 2002, obviously multi, platinum guy with his brother. He's a great guy. We used to hang out like once a month. And he came to a birthday party at my house a few years ago for my middle daughter. He's got a couple daughters that are friends of my daughters. And I've just been so committed to the fight that I've ended all. I might go to Joe Rogan for dinner once a month or something. Eddie Bravo comes down, I hang out with him. Tucker Carlson comes down, we get dinner. But I love Jimmy Vaughn. He's a great guy. He's been a patriot the whole time. And I was thinking about Jimmy just 2 days ago. I was thinking, I ought to call Jimmy Vaughn. And I ought to get him on the show because he's a real awesome dude. So is his wife, Robin. Really good friends with Jimmy. And, that's...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Obamacare goldfish, and that should bring it up. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Great points, Robert. Antonio in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Alex Jones. MTG, I've always admired her, and I saw a bit on her on Dr. Jane Ruby, like her two last videos right there on Rumble. And the title is MTG Owns mRNA and Remdesivir While Investigating Vax Injuries. And I just want you to be aware of what she has to say.
Well, why would, a lot of people own a lot of stock. MTG is a very successful developer, a very wealthy lady, self-made, which I admire. I don't know about that. I don't own any stocks myself, but, I mean, so she, you're saying she owns some stocks or she owns?
Well, so the whole thing is, this is, I'm going to read just the sentence underneath the title on Dr. Jane Ruby. Elected officials conducting congressional hearings should not own stocks in the companies they are investigating, especially not the ones making the product, killing thousands of Americans every day. MTG is an example of the rhino sellout GOP. Enough already. That's on the one headline from We Have No Congress, Only Sellouts.
Well, Ruby does a show here. So I think she's a great lady. She can cover it. So MTG, I guess you're saying, owns some stock tied to Big Pharma?
Right. And MTG owns mRNA and Remdesivir. And it's like, you know, and now she's doing an investigation with Tom Renz. And, you know, I mean, Tom Renz knows already because Dr. Jane told him, you know,
I'm sure she's going to divest of that. When you buy any of these big stock portfolios, you're in thousands of stocks, and when you've got as much money as she's got, she would not be, she's having hearings exposing it, saying it's killing people and causing miscarriages and cancer. So if she was bad, she wouldn't be doing that. But I will look into it. Anything else?
Just God bless the InfoWar. God bless Owen. And if I started listening to you after 2014, because that's when my neighbor polluted the water in my neighborhood. And if I was listening to you before that time, they never would have got away with it, because I believe it was a property deal.
I hear you. God bless you. I mean, let me just say this. I don't like Michael Moore. He's a horrible person. But it came out during the Gulf War, the second one, 2003, that he was criticizing the war, which was, I think, a good thing he was doing. And he owned stock that was invested in defense stocks. I mean, if you're in the stock market, that's what's going on. You go invest in Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street, Schwab. And I'm not defending it. But MTG is wrecking the poison shot, standing up against the lockdowns and just debit. Why would she go against her own stock? I mean, Pfizer, Moderna, they're all in the... Pull up Pfizer, Moderna stock right now. Both of them. I mean, they're... Because of what MTG's doing. So the fact that she, as a developer, building houses and high-rises, made hundreds of millions of dollars, and I'm sure she's going to look at that. And the problem is, when you try to morally invest in stocks, it's you got to study constantly. That's why I never did it. Even though I'd probably be pretty good at it, you'd have to just constantly be changing stuff. Companies are being bought. It's and I'm not defending her. I just don't know. I haven't seen that yet. You called in uncensored. You said it. We'll look into it. Nadia in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
I'm all right. Go ahead.
All right. So, as you know, the occultists and the Chinese, particularly, they have their own zodiac system, right? And they like to do things based on the stars. And the year of the dragon is coming up here. It starts in February. And for 2025, it will be the year of the snake. And I got curious and I wondered what events happened in previous years of the snake, because as we know, the symbolism of the snake, and that's coming up, right? So I went and I connected some really interesting dots that I think that you might find interesting also. So if you'll just give me one moment, I'm going to read this to you. I created this document. So the year...
No, you're absolutely right. We're not obsessed with the occult, but they are.
No, you're absolutely right. And China plans a lot of the things that they do based on astrology. They're very superstitious, right? So a lot of the things they do and the moves they make are based on what house the sign is in for that day. So real quickly, in the year 1928, it was the year of the dragon, and that's coming up here in a couple months, right? The first Olympic Games were held, 1940.
Yeah, China thinks its move is during the year of the dragon.
Right, right. But trust me, it gets really interesting when we get to the year of the snake, and it's gonna really freak you out, I'm sure. So 1940, year of the dragon, it was Germany invaded Denmark, right? 1952 was the year Queen Elizabeth was elected to the throne. 1964, the Civil Rights Act was passed. And let's see, 1976 was the milestone year for China, and it marked the end of the Cultural Revolution and the death of Chairman Mao Zedong. 1988, the Korean Olympics, but it was the ultimate collapse of the communist government in the Soviet Union. 2000 was the new millennium, right, big year, and Y2K. 2012, that was the end of the Mayan calendar, right? It was supposed to be the end of the world. But it didn't happen. But so, now, the year of the snake, which is coming in 2025, check this out. 1905 was the first Russian Revolution, okay? 1917, the USA entered World War One, and the Bolshevik Revolution, Lenin seizes power, Woodrow Wilson is inaugurated. 1929, the stock market crashed in October. The London Stock Exchange crash happened in September. Start of the Great Depression, and Herbert Hoover was inaugurated. 1941, Pearl Harbor, right? And U.S. enters World War II. FDR was inaugurated. 1953, the end of the Korean War. HHS was created that year, and Alfred Kinsey was doing his
thing. Yeah, a lot of stuff goes on. So what's the bottom line?
Well, just give me 10 more seconds.
But I get the other callers, though. Go ahead.
1965, the U.S. enters the Vietnam War, okay? 1989, Tiananmen Square. 2001, September 11th. 2013, the first Jesuit pope was ever elected. All right, so you see how every year of the snake we entered a war. We entered the Vietnam War, World War One, World War Two. September 11th happened. Those all happened in years of the snake. Every major war we've ever entered into in this past century has been on the year of the snake. And
do you think things are based on Chinese?
I'm saying that the Chinese make their own plans based on astrology. It's really important to them as a culture. So I just think that those connections are really interesting. I mean,
so what do you think in closing? I hear you. What do you think in closing they're going to do in the next year of the snake?
Well, I don't know. Let me read this and I'll be.
I gotta go. I appreciate your call. You got 5 minutes. If I do this with all the callers, nobody gets on. That's why I said 2 minutes. You got five. Yes, the Chinese follow their own New Year, their own stuff. I get they put stock in it. I really don't. All right, let's jam in one more call. You only got 2 minutes to break. Raphael in Vegas, go ahead.
What's up, Alex? Much love, man. I pray for you and your family and the whole InfoWars crew. When it comes to symbolism, I think Trump is pretty into it as well. 666 days after his last official day of presidency, he announced his run for 2024, which was also 666 days before 9/11 of 2024. Trump Tower penthouse is on the 66th floor, but there is no 66th floor. And he also has a mirror to Apollo, which we know that Apollo is the light bearer. And the fifth degree of the church, Satan, is MAGA. So I don't think that any of that's a coincidence. And I think people need to start getting back in touch with God.
Rather than I don't know about any of that, but his son-in-law bought that big property at 666 Park Avenue for double the price it was worth. A lot of weirdness there.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I'm a herbalist, and I work with herbalists all around the whole world. And all of your products are on point. I love them. I use them. But you're missing out on one that's super special, and it grows in abundance, and it's super cheap. So if you want to get in contact, or if I could get in contact with your team or something, and we could do something, I guarantee it has helped change everybody's life that I've been able to put on.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. All right. Hour number three. David, Sam, Kelly, Andrew, Freedom, Missy, Mike. Taking your calls. The order they received, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. We are taking your phone calls into hour number three and a ton of news straight ahead. AlexJonesGames.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.